Decision out there?
No.
We did not make a decision outside.
We made 20 decisions.
So the real part sounds simple. I think it makes the most sense. We'll redesign the parking lot, taking into account the 32-foot extension of the playground, and we'll get to work with the park.
So maybe it doesn't have to go that far?
Yeah, we can.
It's got to go enough where because 32 feet from what I counted off was right behind those two last trees.
We'll have a little bit of flexibility. If he's got the 32, we'll look at that from the, and that's for four fence sections, so that it's equal from that piece. That's the feasibility makes the most sense. And as far as the parking lot goes, we can design that based what works from a number of parking spaces. And if it's a little less shallow and we can still accomplish the two rows of parking then we'll make it work.
You can come in a little bit.
When you say two rows, this is a row and this is a row, like a car on either side with one.
Facing each other.
Correct.
One thing, okay.
And we'll still keep, you know.
Because then we wouldn't have any islands.
Wouldn't have the islands. We can use the shade pieces. We can make that design work. Keep as much of the field as we can. We saw that's easy to eat into that whole field.
Yeah. Okay.
So, right. We'll move forward there. The rest of it's being worked out. I've got the contract here to get it fully executed. We've already started just looking at it, mobilization and schedule, walking through what needs to be done, and pricing was being put together. Do you have an update on for the Harrison Mill? Would you mind speaking with the microphone?
What are we doing at Harrison Mill? I didn't realize there was a change.
That was the, what is the price? The patching it versus, what is the total cost of patching it versus milling and redoing the entire road? Because there's more than the 500 square feet of patching that needs to occur on it. The road's not in that bad a shape. It's just there's certain areas that definitely need to be addressed.
No. We got it. There you go.
Hello?
Yep. Yeah.
So I walked over, drive over whole Harrison Mill Road. The whole road is not really need a resurfacing, but I would say more than 500 feet for sure. I would put twice or three, four, five times, whatever the size you guys want to do mill and overlay. There are a couple of the edges and a couple of the potholes. We can fix those with these 500 feet of the limitations in the sections. But if council members want to do more area, we can go and do. That is somewhere 6,500, not 6,000, somewhere close to 6,000 or 7,000 linear feet of the length on Harrison Mill Road. So whatever is we are adding, we can just factor the cost. If it is 500, it's $43,000. If it's 1,000, then double that, I would say.
So to speed that process with the work that's going on, there is somewhat of a, call it a true up, a reconciliation between projects. The exact amount that's done on McElhannon versus Angel Street versus Star Street with the additional repairs and patches that are needed in those. If we end up not needing as much in one area based on what the full depth repairs look like, that can be applied towards the other projects. And then each of those projects is reconciled. What I would ask, Council, because we did look at the additional parts on Star Street by Wayne Sanderson Farms. We looked over Harrison and looked at all of the different designs and walked it. If the council said, in order to, from the sake of the project, with notification with it, could authorize money that could be used towards a change order if it comes up. Otherwise, if we get to a spot and they're in the middle of the work, they may run into it that I can't authorize the expense, and we'd have to have a special called meeting right there at that moment to authorize the work that's there. So that's the only part. Plans look good. I mean, we walked all the roads, and we'll have probably the best roads in Barrow County.
So when are all the roads?
That schedule is being finalized.
So I have walked all of the roads with Chris, and on the McElhannon, I have marked the areas, and I put 100 tons of the patching that we can use it on any of the sections. Mm-hmm. When I was walking that and marked, I already marked the areas that requires the patches with the alligator cracks and all those. It is already over 100 tons if we select those areas there.
What's the...
what's the order or priority of the projects? I know there's several. What's 1 through 5 of the projects? Is it?
So starting with culvert repairs was some of the first projects that we're looking at.
Where?
The culvert repairs.
Where's that?
So those are on Star Street and King Avenue. Those are the culverts themselves. The steel piping is corroded at the bottom of them. So this will address those issues so we can. That's one way to look at it.
And then what's after that? Is it Shepherd? Is it the parking lot?
So the Shepherd and parking lot, so we don't have that piece being completely worked out on the timing. This parking lot design was a component of it. So we'll have to have that. We should have that by the next meeting, the full schedule.
I can have the schedule. The thing is, it will going to take a lot of time to design the things like this one, the road and sidewalk, the parking lot, and that intersection. Everything else we can pretty much do, but the thing is, first we do the grading and gets everything ready, and then we do the asphalt paving for everything together. The pipe and lining of the pipes, grouting the bottom and all that, that is like completely a specialty item, so there will be a subcontractor will be doing it, and I can schedule it like weather permitting, pretty much.
Those need to be done before the roads, right?
Yeah. Pretty much everything needs to be get done before the roads.
On the Shepherd Street project, what side do you recommend putting the sidewalk on?
Like closer to the
on the park side, on the playground side.
Mm-hmm.
On the playground side or the park side or the.
It's more easier for me to put it on the other side because over there is everything flat. I just had to take out the grass and just put the four-foot sidewalk.
So there's already an existing sidewalk to tie into for that one extension on the side of Shepherd Street.
On the playground side.
Yeah. I mean, no the other side, like other side, yeah. Yeah, we can.
You got the Chevron side and you've got the park side.
Okay. So we. It's better to put it on the Chevron side, which is this side.
If you put it on this side,
playground side,
we have to install a pipe for the drain, and we have to cut down some of the trees. On that side, it's pretty much flat area, so it will be easier
side.
To install
the
on that.
It was where we planned it from the beginning, and that's where the sidewalk already extends.
Yeah.
And to play off of it, you would have to come across and then do a crosswalk over here by City Hall and then run down this side with a lot more grading work and drainage.
That's a lot. I just put it on this side.
I don't want to cut the trees.
No, the easier side is the side that's
closer. The easier side, they're saying, is the pavilion side.
Pavilion side?
Pavilion side versus playground. So pavilion side, they're saying, is the best.
The only tree we have to cut on the playground side is that crepe myrtle, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess two or three.
But it's also the ditch, the storm runoff that's there as well.
Yeah, there is a open ditch over there, which is getting drained all the water.
Do you put the sidewalk on top of the piping?
Mm-hmm.
Where is there a sidewalk out there?
From 11 to basically to
Star.
Major.
Yeah, right on the corner right there.
Mm-hmm. It's 11 to Star.
Or Major.
Well, Major and Star.
So you're saying it'd be better on the pavilion side?
Yes. So you'll see the schedule soon. We're going to coordinate whenever it comes to road closures that are needed. They're going to be doing, call it some traffic control one side at a time, like when you do McElhannon or those roads, but Shepherd Street's going to be very intrusive during that period of time. We'll have to coordinate access.
Yeah.
There will be, just a period of time notification. There's no way around.
Yeah, I will try to, schedule everything back to back so we can have like minimum closure when we do on this street here.
The plan will keep, if it's a shorter duration, people will just, they'll accept it, they'll move on, and then they'll be happy with the results.
So we're expected to see a schedule and a contract done by Monday, a week from today?
Well, the contract's going to be fully executed. We just had a
yeah,
couple
contract
of...
Yeah, contract we can sign today. Yeah. The question is like, schedule will be based on design, so I can prepare the schedule except these here, the parking space and the sidewalk, but everything else I can prep the schedule. But we cannot have, I mean, I will try to see if I can bring the asphalt crews and before the this gets ready. That will just cost me like another mobilization for the asphalt, specifically for these only, the street. Rest of the street, we can do the paving.
What's the worst part on Harrison Mill that you've seen? And how long is it?
So most of the potholes are like 10, 20 feet, and if I walk, it's like pretty much like 3/4 of the road have the alligator cracks. But it is sturdy. It's not having issue, any issues there. Yeah, we got a couple potholes, so we can fix those potholes, and I will leave it up to you guys, like whatever you want to spend, you know.
To fix it, to do the whole road, when we, I think the estimates, it was more than a couple $100,000 additional to mill and repair.
I would say, I guess when I measured, I did the math, it was like somewhere close to 14 times, so 43 by 14, I guess. On that ballpark number, so it's coming to like somewhere close to 600,000. I can see once
just
I put
that
together.
One road?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like one.
300.
600.
600.
Yeah.
600,000.
Dang. But we can patch it, and then we can look at when later on additional parts of the developmental impact fees for any additional work.
We have the money for it. I mean, that was part of the grant money, was for repairs, SPLOST money.
Yeah, but it's to the tune of more than a quarter million extra to redo the entire road today.
So do we have a question in front of us?
If the council wants
to. And even if we do the mill and overlay whole road, that is probably still not good until you fix the base, because the root cause is the main problem. So the cracks, you know, is going to come to the surface in a couple months or a couple years, depending on like what is underneath.
So you're recommending patching Harrison Mill, not doing the whole thing?
Whatever is the more bad areas, fix those, and then, you know, just keep it maintained, like sealing and all that.
Harrison Mill would need to be one of the long-term plan to redo. But I would say the ask is, in the nature of timing when working on the project, is from a change order perspective, with council notification that we've had the change order, but authorizing up to $100,000 in change orders as the project goes and reconciled.
Wouldn't it be better while they're here, the equipment's here, the workers are here, just if we're planning on doing it, just go ahead and do it? We have
to authorize the expenditures.
I'm saying the grant money's there that has to be spent on these projects.
Well, even if we did, so that we'll say that that's the 600 plus, what he hasn't factored into that is the full base as well. When he mentions that, that's stripping everything back down to bare, and that's going to be a much longer project.
I would say if you want to do the whole road, that 600 is for the resurfacing, like which is covered milling and overlay. You can put 100,000 for the patches, and it's the same price. We can go by the tons, like whatever the areas we need to dig deep and fix it from the bottom, and we can just build by the tonnage that we install on the binder.
If we did the whole road, wouldn't we have to rebid it because it's so high legally?
No, I think you can do a change order for even an amount over the threshold because a competitive bidding process was already held. But I can research that because I'd like to double check before I let you
also,
spend a bunch of money.
Also, the bidding was for 500 square foot, and so we know we're not going to do exactly 500 square foot anywhere, I dare say. So 500 square foot this bid, 500 square foot that bid. And then you get out there and you start working. This wound up being 1,000 square foot.
Remember, there's a reconciliation across all the projects.
1,000 square foot versus, you know, and if you had the other guy do it 1,000, then it should be the same
roughly
amount.
The same. Right, exactly.
Because of the way it was bid. Because it was.
That's why it was bid in a quantity basis to know, and it becomes scalable, and it's apples to apples.
And that's why I think it's fine to do with a change order rather than having to rebid the whole thing, is because the pricing was done based on quantities of materials that you can just multiply out when you scale the project. But that's me shooting from the hip a little bit, and I would love to do a little research before I tell you for sure.
So separate, we can still hold on Harrison Mill until Monday. The contract's exclusive of Harrison Mill work that's there. The request that I'm looking is the remainder of the projects. Or we can hold on that as well. But we can just go ahead and continue with the plans and getting it scheduled, and we can discuss all of that next Monday night.
I'd like to get it scheduled and let's get moving.
I'd like to get going too. Put off another one.
We'll put it on the agenda to address the change order process, because again, without any authorization, if we do run into issues in the middle of the project, the project gets put on hold until we have a meeting and authorize the expenditures.
But I think we're moving forward regardless.
Yeah, right now it is. Correct.
With everything except for Harrison Mill.
Correct.
So we don't need to vote on anything, approve anything. You're moving forward.
Correct.
Except Harrison Mill.
And if we run into a change order issue.
We already had a motion two meetings ago, except for Harrison Mill.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Next item on the agenda is the playground update.
A lot's been happening since the last meeting, so I don't want to bore you with the stuff that we've already gone over, but we talked about the long-term goals for the playground and developing a budget, setting a time frame, et cetera, et cetera. And we talked about what the needs were when I talked to the parents about how they'd love to have a bathroom. They'd love to have something to climb onto or into. There's no playground specifically for 2 to 5 year olds. Additional play options like a zip line for kids over 5, and maybe some additional swings. So, why'd they go backwards? I did find a vendor that sells bathrooms, self-contained, that look like something you see on a golf course. I didn't have time to check the price. The other thing that we talked about maybe is adding a possible picnic area. We need more picnic tables, benches, possibly a message board, 2 black professional trash cans, not the trash cans we have in our house, and install additional fencing that actually matches, you know, three quarters of the area that we have out there. That chain link fence is pretty beat up. So, and then upgrade the parking lot like Chris and all of us talked about a little bit ago. So, I went on another website called willygoat.com, and they got a lot of playground. The original vendor, as you're gonna see, is called Playground Creations. So I'm working with 2 vendors and started to work with 3, and I'm making the process a lot more difficult. And then I got to start to thinking, because you guys approved $109,000 2 meetings ago. And with all the stuff that I'm asking you to add, I was wondering how much more we were gonna have to put in the budget. So I started getting on the phone and talking to our business partners in the area. So I found this cool message board where we can put a message on the top. It comes with posts, locks. It's 36 or 48 inches wide. And good old W. Sanderson Farms is going to donate that. We get 2 more park benches, and we can get more if we want.
and put them around the zip lines or the new playground, we could do that. Oh, Strategic Concrete's going to donate those. He's the guy that's over there across from Bethlehem Elementary. They have these nice park grills for $400. And I was thinking, and I'll show you a picture in a minute, is that nice shaded area, and kudos to Sandy. You know, we were looking at it and figured you couldn't get a lot of parking in it anyway. Why don't we put a nice, you know, grill area over there? We can get two grills, one grill. And then they got these heavy-duty picnic tables. And I was going to get black on black. We only got one out there. They're $1,350 a piece, but ML Discount Tires across the street is going to donate one, and the Acorn owner is going to donate another one. And these are the nice heavy-duty trash cans. They're only $300 a piece on Amazon. I'm recommending getting two. So this is a Zip Cruise. On the bid that you got before, it included the Zip Cruise, the Cube playground set for the 2 to 5 year olds, and it also included installation and mulch, which was wood. So Sandy said, let's not get wood, and I agreed, let's get rubber mulch. Well, Playground Creations wanted another $20,000 for rubber over wood. So I went back and said, okay, how much is the zip line just for the equipment and install? And it's $63,209. And this includes the base and the borders, but I got another little change on that too. So it'll be a two-sided zip line. It's the most, biggest investment that we're going to make out there, and we can put it on the Angel Street side of the parking lot. Now, this is the Cube Direct for 2 to 5 year olds. They want $33,000, almost $34,000 for the equipment and install. It's only got a 13x13 footprint, and I thought that was kind of small for the price. I mean, it's got a lot of things for the kids to do, a lot of activities on the side, a slide, they can play it, and bongo drums on the backside. But then I got to looking on Willie Goat. They've got this on sale for $96.53. It's got an 18x16 footprint, which is bigger. And it's got a clock over here for the kids to play on, steps, some bongo drums, and just things that they could climb on and be covered with. They want $8,250 for installation on a $9,700 piece. That's kind of high, but you're talking about $17,000 and change versus $34,000. So $17,900 to be exact. So I said, if we save the money by going with the Starbright versus the Zip Cube, why don't we make the 2 to 5 year old a little, like 10 or 12 feet wide longer, and put these cute little items in there. And if we do that, Acorn Station is going to donate $2,400 for these two. And so it won't cost us anything but a couple more borders. So this is the playground today. We got our Harrison Poultry thing and our swing set, our handicap set, and these are the current benches. And we got one picnic table just stuck in the middle. So anyway, like I said, we already set the budget sort of at $109,000. I'll break it down for you in a minute. But if we expanded the play area with some new fencing, we could put 8-foot post on the entrance and have a signage up there. But then I got to thinking about liability. Would it fall? Would it blow down? I don't know. So I'm recommending purchasing two tables, two trash cans, two benches, and establish a picnic area with at least one grill, maybe more. Adding a play area for 2 to 5 year old kids that they would include those two little toys. Adding the zip line, installing the message board, and we need to get a bathroom in the future. So hopefully you can read this. This is what you approved, $109,500. if Playground Creations did all the installation and provided wood mulch and borders and two ramps. For the rubber, they wanted $20,000 more. So I said, nah. So I called Willie Goat, got a hold of them, and I said, okay, Playground, give me equipment and installation just for the two items, the zip and the cube. And it was only, it was gonna be $93,750. And then yesterday, Playground calls me and says, I've got 100 extra borders that I want to get rid of. So if $700, he's willing to discount them $700 if we get them from him versus Willie Goat. But Willie Goat's rubber mulch is only $12,480. It's a whole lot cheaper. And that includes, no, it doesn't. So if by combining the two quotes, it would be $106,230 versus $129,000. And then we got a version four. If we just got the zip crews with installation only, the discounted borders, and he's willing to discount the two ADA ramps, one for the zip crews and one for the 2 to 5 year old, and no mulch from Playground Creations. We get the mulch from Willie Goat, and we get the Starbright station with install, two tables, two benches, a sand, a grill, and the rubber mulch, and that's gonna be $27,000. If we get the additional fencing, 32 feet going towards the parking lot, and 120 feet wide or whatever it was, that's only $14,500 and change. So if you add all that up, it comes up to $108,000. If we expanded the play area with those two toys without our donations, it'd come to $111,000. So again, here's our playground for today. And I just, well, we walked out there, but I just wanted to show you a picture of all the shade that we could utilize in the park. But this could be the playground of tomorrow. Here's the zip crews over here on the Angel Street side. This is our existing playground equipment. The whichever system that we buy would go in the middle here, and we would expand it with Billy Bodozer and a little teeter-totter. And then here's the existing fence in a perforated line. I think I covered it. But over here in the shaded area, we could put two more picnic tables and a grill. And this sign here is something, when I was calling all the business partners, Mason could provide that for us. So it could be a grand opening, or welcome to, Sanderson Harrison Park, or whatever we want to name it, and we could mount that right on the fence. So a lot of our vendors that I called, they gave us cash, they donated some of the equipment, which most of them did, or they're gonna donate their services. Like Mason will do signs. The guy across from Mason who does printing, he can do a lot of plaques to where we can put on benches donated by Strategic Concrete. He's a great guy. Wayne, if we need any electric, I'll provide that. And I got it outlined for you in the thing, in the presentation. But like here's without the sand. So, you know, we got a new paved area for 50 cars, a little parking lot, a little picnic area over here, the zip crews, and then a couple more benches, a couple more tables. We could probably buy more than two benches. You know, put the sign it, the message board over here, close to the entrance. And on the 32 feet, we're recommending coming in one section to avoid the roots on this tree, and then going 32 feet this way, and then one section over this way. So the guys are very flexible on where we want to do on the fencing. So this kind of summarizes all of our expenses. Zip crew, $63,000. Direct cube would be $33,900. Or we can get the Starbright station and both pieces of equipment for under $20,000. Message board's $900. And I try to add some concrete and labor because we would be installing the message board, the park bench concrete, the picnic tables. And Lucio asked me, he's a concrete guy, he asked me if we could bid them for the concrete work because we like to put concrete under the tables and the benches.
The grill as well?
And the grill.
I already had one grass fire.
Yeah. So I think the message board's about 800, so I put $100 worth of concrete and, you know, stuff like that. Again, the fencing is $14,525, new paved parking lot. And right now, we're looking at about $43,000 from our vendor partners as a donation. So our grand total, instead of being $109,000, we would be out of pocket only $72,213.
Sweet.
So.
Donations, no issues.
The other thing that we're doing is, Kathy did a real nice job on these certificates that we have receipts, IRS taxable receipts that we would be giving all of our partners, whether they gave cash, equipment, or service. A couple of the guys that are across the street in Rob's little subdivision where the vet is, they're willing to donate their time and take some mulch down.
I think it's a great plan. The only thing I would say before we do plaques and signage is that the council would look over designs about how to do that and not look like a running billboard at the park and look at the naming pieces, put those off at a later date.
It's a fencing from the pavilion side, which is different.
Okay, so it's not this one over here. All right, that was one of my questions.
Oh, and then there, look.
Had done that we could utilize it. The only thing that I thought about was the grills, and is there any way that we can fix it where there's somewhat contained, wherever, whether it's one or two or three? So kids within the playground can't get thrown.
Hopefully there'll be an adult there.
Well, hopefully, you would think. But how many times is there some mama sitting over there because they're 15 and they're reading the book or playing a game on their phone and little Johnny's running around having fun?
Touching things.
Touching things.
It really wouldn't cost that much to, you know, if we didn't carry in.
That's what I was thinking, just that wherever we put those, we might need to think about somewhat contained and have a gate so people can get in quickly, easily, and close to where our picnic tables are.
Or we could have a sign on the gate, or not gate, but the fencing to have them watch their children around hot stuff. I mean, we can't control how they run their children, but we do have to watch stuff for liability reasons already.
Right. Now you look at it, go up to Fort Yargo. The grills are out right at the side of the
pavilions. Yeah, I know, they're right outside in the middle of nowhere.
They're on the edges of the pavilions.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jack?
Yeah, but it's, yeah.
Could we just keep that one section of the fence carved out and so that that's open on the backside and not incorporated into the playground? That it's more open as a public.
Oh, you mean put the new gate on the inside of the...
Yeah, basically not fence in that section. You could just
leave it outside the area.
Correct.
Good.
Yeah, you could do
so
that.
So it's open to the parking lot, but not to the playground.
We can put a fence over there or a gate over on that side where they could go in and out. And then the
Because we'll
those things would be on the outside.
We'll leave
under
some
the trees.
Buffer anyways of grass between the parking lot and the fence as it stands. So just if we have the fence, just not the fence incorporate a little bit. I wouldn't mind an extra. Really, there shouldn't even be any extra fencing.
Yeah. Yeah, if we had that outside the fencing, then the kids wouldn't have that opportunity. I mean, they still have the opportunity, I guess.
So, well, they always have the opportunity.
Oh, I know.
Just
yeah. Children.
No matter what in there, where they are.
Right.
I mean,
just leave it outside.
We all know we have kids who take off running, and if you're even standing there walking them, chasing them,
yeah.
hollering them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't want them to zip line right into it.
Thumb in front
of you. Can't miss the
average. If you sit down there and watch those kids, you'll go to the park center.
That's why we have to cement it down.
Yeah, you can't foresee everything.
But as a whole,
you can't
though.
Perceive everything, but you can.
Yeah.
I mean, we could put a gate over there and keep it a, keep the that area on the outside of the fencing and put some signage up there.
Yeah, just keep it on the outside of the fencing instead of enclosing the barbecue area. I think it'd be smarter just to leave it open.
That's a good idea.
What I'd say, a couple of things was mentioned, the signage that we should look as a council, what is that signage and kind of the plaques, so we don't look like a walking billboard out at the park, and if there's naming pieces to come up, we spend some time and go through with the park on what that would look like.
This is a sample of, he said he could make them smaller. This came from a print shop, Jamie Coral.
I'd almost think a not printed, more of an, that's what I think we should look at it later. But if you start getting into something that's engraved and doesn't require any maintenance down the road, because even these signs, how they're attached and having to keep up with them.
But you may want to do a dollar amount. I mean, some.
Correct.
I mean,
correct. Yeah. So we can look there. Or with this playground equipment, what is the useful life of it? And what are any annual maintenance expenses that are expected?
I asked specifically about the Zip Cruise. You asked me, and there's very little annual maintenance, maybe a little bit of lubrication. I don't know about the expected life.
Just looking down the road, wouldn't you have to replace those?
Careful. Careful.
On the Zip?
I don't know, if they're too heavy, they're not going to be able to get themselves up there anyway.
We could, if it doesn't, we could call Jamie and get some free signage.
Farm boy.
I would, so for mine, I think, I mean, we've looked at the original budget in those. If Doug wants to change it and just move it to the plan that was proposed, the version 5, with the donations, the full part, moving the fence, keeping the playground there, I'd say if there's a motion to approve that, to amend the plan.
Well, let me just say one more thing before there's a motion. I'm still waiting on PD from W. Sanderson to confirm that that's what their donation is going to be. But he just sent it in a text, but we haven't had a chance to call because he's on vacation.
With the exception, I'm okay even if we incurred that expense, we're below the budget. So if we went with the version 5 and then using the donations as a bonus.
Yep.
I'd like to make the motion.
But I'd like to thank Eric. He made a $500 donation. Mr.
Yay!
Are we going to be moving the fence line?
We'll expand the fence and we'll get the parking lot to match.
And just so you know, the Acorn Station operators are giving us $4,650. The Strategic Concrete Lucio is giving us $1,800. Eric's $500, and Felipe across the street from ML Discount Tires is $1,350.
Yay! Bless them. You did very well.
Is there a second?
Second?
Yeah.
You made the motion, right?
Oh, I thought Doug made the motion.
You made the motion. Sharon seconds. All in favor?
All yay. Right. Excellent work.
Very good. All right. This time we'll enter a recess so we can go to executive session to discuss litigation. A motion?
Make a motion to executive session.
Okay. All in favor? All right. Thanks.
Oh, yeah.